All right, good morning, good afternoon, and good night at whatever time you may view this particular live stream. I am your host, Darshawn McAway, and we have another great interview for you guys. We have Francine L. Houston. She's been on my show plenty of times. She was on season two, she was on season six, and now she's back again a few years later. She's going to be talking to us about her latest book, The S on My Chest. So without any further ado, let me go ahead and bring up Francine Houston. Francine, how are you doing?
I'm doing good today.
That's good. That's good. So let's get right into it. You got the S on my chest. What is the S on my chest about?
I wanted to have like a clever way of talking about self-care, but the S was like the superwoman and the superman. But instead of it's talking about the superman, well, I'm talking about that, but I'm talking about you having self-care
Okay.
and you being. You may be dealing with the Superwoman syndrome and the Superman complex, but you need to have self-care.
So you mentioned the Superwoman syndrome. What's the Superwoman syndrome?
I did a lot of research on this one. It was called like the strong black woman syndrome. They said a woman trying to do everything for everybody and she's burning out in the process. I looked up the definition and said it refers to mothers, but you can be a childless woman, you can be married or single. It's basically you pushing yourself beyond the limits and sacrificing everything on top of that, including sleep. And I felt like I was talking about myself because, but I wanted the superwoman, I wanted to reintroduce the superwoman as a person that can be balanced. That can have self-care and can be striving to have excellence and I said perfection, but I did have a chapter about perfection, but just striving to be her best. And I looked it up. They actually had like four different categories for a superwoman. They called her they can be the perfectionist, the natural genius, the expert, the rugged individual, and then they said the superwoman and superman. So they had like five different, they even have five different types of superwomen. So it's kind of, yeah, it's a lot of information, but
So I take it that the Superman complex is kind of the same thing.
they have like an unhealthy sense of responsibility. They always think they gotta like rescue and save people, but that's the same thing the superwoman doing. And so it's a different terms. And then it said, I even put questions in here like, dude, I feel the need to save everyone around me. Do I think no one can do the job better than myself? Do I feel that I am responsible for everything? Do I need to do everything? Do I feel I'm unbeatable? Do I feel nothing bad can happen to me? Do you answer yes to more of these questions, then you may have the superwoman, the Superman complex. And I had to read this book. This guy actually wrote a book called The Superman Complex. So he really helped me out. And he even said it's like it's different type of Superman. Like it's the Renaissance man, the know-it-all. The glutton per punishment, the Lone Ranger, the puppet master, and the Hall of Famer. And basically, the guy called himself the Superman. His name was Max Carey. So he was talking about himself and he was basically correcting, saying things you can do to overcome this thing and like have a balanced life. Because I'm not saying these things that these people, the Superwoman and Superman is doing is not bad, but if it's gonna cause you to like get sick or like get totally off balance, then it's a problem. And he
Right.
even, I mean, he even wrote the book. He said, you gotta, he was telling ways of like solving the problem, but like he was like when I read the book, he really was talking about himself. So when the
Right.
Superwoman, I was really talking about myself. But he with the Superman complex, he said even women can have the Superman complex. So I was surprised about that too. I was like, huh?
I'm picking up that you're trying to do too much. You're doing too
Yes.
much. Yeah,
Yes.
and you're trying to tell other people that they don't have to do so much as well.
Yeah, you can.
Why do you feel like that's important though? Like, what are you trying to establish with people?
That How could I say it? I'm learning. I'm still learning this myself to just because I'm when I say I'm talking about myself, I had like four jobs last year and I had to drop all of those and just basically just focus on doing what's important. So when I see people just trying to be an overachiever, like, okay, what's behind all that. My thing is to just practice self-care. There's been too many people around me that's been like dying before time, or they've just been getting extremely sick, even including myself, because I worked 4 jobs last year. Okay. And some people who just take on responsibilities that they don't really need to do, like you don't really need to be doing that, but they doing that anyway. And it's causing more harm to them than anything. So I'm basically trying to, I guess I would call it, how can I say it? A work-life balance, or just a balance in your life altogether.
Now, I hear where you're coming from. Here's my pushback on that. Sometimes I think that some of the things that I'm doing isn't enough. Like, I think where you're coming from is don't overdo it with people, but maybe you should go for your own goals and do as much as you can to get to your own goals, or just don't overextend yourself with people.
I wouldn't just say people. I was talking about being a workaholic, but you shouldn't overextend yourself with people either, because you're going to get burnt out in the long run.
But why do you compare yourself to the woman out of the Proverbs in chapter 31?
I thought about comparing, because I put a chapter in there about the superwoman, and I compared it to the Proverbs 31, because I felt like with that woman, I felt like the Proverbs 31 woman, it seemed like nobody could live up to that. And I felt like with the superwoman, can anybody live up to her trying to be her? So yeah, I just tried to compare them to see what's the difference between those two. But a lot of people despise the Proverbs 31 woman because they're just like, ain't no way I can just do that. Like, that's just too much. But at the same time, I think mentally in our mind, we strive to be superwoman. So yeah. I'm like, if that's the case, then maybe you need to strive to be Proverbs 31 woman too.
Right.
I did that just to see it, because I felt like, I don't know, in my mind, I felt like Proverbs 31 seemed unattainable to me. Not to say it probably can be done now, but back when I thought about it, I thought it was unattainable. And I thought about the superwoman, and what they was trying to do was just too much too.
Yeah.
But now you don't
see it that way now, just in the past that you did, but now you understand it more.
Yeah, I understand it more. The more that when I did the research and I looked up Proverbs 31, I read the scriptures on that, and I had to do a lot of research on the superwoman. I had, even though my book is not that big, but I basically what I took in, I basically regurgitated it out, telling you in my own words what I got from it.
Right. Now you've been at this for quite some time. You've been, you know, telling people about like your lupus journey and just kind of like your work life and going into different endeavors. So what's your final conclusion with this particular book? Like, why is this book so important for you to put it out?
It seemed like for years I've been looking up the Superwoman syndrome, and I've been seeing people like go through all of this stuff, and I've seen them like trying to balance their life. And a couple of years ago, I lost a friend. She had diabetes, and I would see her, and I felt like she was acting like the superwoman. I'm like, she felt like she was responsible for everybody. And I'm like, I still remember a day where her insulin thing went off, and she wouldn't take care of herself that day. She decided to turn it off and keep on helping everybody. And I was just like, if you need to eat, let me know. Like, don't do this. And I stopped what I was doing. I went, made sure she ate, but I wanted to take her to the hospital. She ended up dying. Wait, this 2023. She ended up dying in 2021. So that's when I was just like, I need to put this book out, because I didn't like the way that happened to her. And I was just thinking, right, if she would have just took care of herself, she'll still be here. That what made me want to put this book out, because one of my friends passed.
Right. I understand. Yeah. And I'm sorry to hear about that. And I think it's a great thing that you're trying to put this book out. I find it always helpful when people, you know, share their experiences about, like, you know, how to eat better, how to take care of yourself. So what have you been up to this year besides coming out with the book? Like, what have you been doing?
I actually been taking what's that called? I've been taking mindful eating classes because, wait, hold on. My eating habits has changed. I ended up I end up having to take like multiple different classes on lupus and at my job too. And it just seemed like the more I'm dealing with lupus, the more things is changing, even the way I eat, the way I exercise, like everything had to change. I even had like a different diagnosis because I was dealing with end-stage renal disease, which is to the point where you need dialysis and a kidney transplant. But my kidneys improved, so now I'm just dealing with chronic kidney disease where I have to, I guess, slowly, I constantly have to change my diet a lot. So now I'm trying to talk to the doctors to find out which the best diet I need to take. Because now they're saying either blood type diet, I'm on low sodium, or the Mediterranean diet, or which one? The blood type Mediterranean. It was like four different diets they was trying to tell me about. So
Now,
that's what I've been doing lately.
Now, if my memory serves me correctly, did you have like a sewing business? You were making clothes or something
Yeah,
like
I
that?
do. I do. I have a sewing business, FH Designs. I am, well, tomorrow for Juneteenth, I will be selling my clothes with another group, Fashion Forward. Yeah.
I'm noticing that the world is striving for perfection. When it comes to our image, how do you feel about that?
I think in a certain type of way, like if you're a model or you have apparel and you're trying to sell something, you should look the best way as possible. But I don't know, the word perfection, I mean, I do feel like we try to strive for perfection. Like if we make a mistake or we have a flaw or like you mess up, people looking at you like, oh my goodness. But at the same time, it seemed like I see that, but at the same time, it was like the only way you succeed if you fail. But at the same time, it's like people don't want to tell their failures. It's like we use social media just to show our highlights. I'm not gonna put, I wouldn't put on social media that, oh, I didn't eat yesterday or I lost my job or such and such and such. I wouldn't put that on there. I'll wait till I get another job. Like, okay, I end up getting another job. But that's what I mean by that. It's like we say you're supposed to fail and then you'll learn how to succeed. But at the same time, we hide all our failures. I may put my failures in my books. Like if you read them, I tell you like I think I'm a bit too transparent. I'll tell you what I did and I can tell you how I overcame it. But I don't see nobody else who do something like that.
Let's go ahead and tell everybody where they could find you on social media. I'm going to pull up your website here in a second, but go ahead and let everybody know your social media contact if
it's
you have it.
Facebook. I need to put my author friends in Houston page up. Is I had a, my other my I had two Facebook pages, and one of them got compromised. I still got to find the password. I didn't put the S on my chest on my website, so I got to do that now. Sorry about that, but it is on Amazon. But I'm gonna put it on after this. I'm gonna put it on my website. So sorry about that. So it's Francine Houston on Facebook. Instagram is francine.l.houston and Twitter is Houston Francine.
Well, my name is Darshawn McAway, and we're talking to Francine Houston. Go ahead and show us that book cover one more time.
That's it.
And we're talking about her latest book, The S on My Chest. Francine, I guess I've been in contact with you for about like over the past, what, 5 years or so. And it's
I
just
know.
a honor and a privilege to be able to speak with you. I really do hope that your book sales go through the roof. I'm going to do my very best to, get this out there to the masses. And hopefully people support you. And I hope that your lupus kind of goes away or whatever the diagnosis is, where they just, it dissipates or whatever. So I really do wish you the best, and I hope that you make it through all your goals and don't tire yourself out. But you have a nice one. You just hold on in the back. I'm gonna close out, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for watching this broadcast. That was Francine Houston. By all means, go to francinehouston.com to support any and all her books. We have to do our best to support people as much as we can. I know you guys like to be out here and be flashy and everything, but a lot of people just need some genuine support because they really do have some important things to say. Once again, I'm your host, Darshawn McAway, and we'll catch you guys on the flip side. Peace.